Welcome inside the Ellis Studio. You are listening to Monday's episode for January the 7th, 2019. Monday's episode of the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 129. Creating and Finding the Good Luck. In 2004, a little book was published that captured my attention as I was strolling through the bookstore on my weekly pilgrimage. The book was entitled Good Luck, Creating the Conditions for Success in Life and Business. It's written by a couple of Spaniards, I believe. I will not attempt to pronounce their names. I'm putting a link to the book over at Amazon, along with a photograph of the cover of the book. Just go to the website, growgreat.com. Just find Daily Brief number 1029, and you'll see it. In spite of the fact that I am not terribly fond of the business fable, and this book is such a thing, I bought it. It's a quick read. The lessons are powerful, especially in a culture where it's easy for people to feel entitled or victimized. Over the holidays, I spotted it sitting on the shelf, and I had not read this book since I first bought it umpteen years ago. So I grabbed it, sat in the kitchen as my wife was cooking Christmas Day dinner, and I reread this book, and it quickly came back to me. The book makes a distinction between good luck, capital G, capital L, good luck, and luck with a lowercase l. Good luck is intentional, involves preparation, work, as opposed to the passive nature of generic lowercase luck, where we just hope we stumble into it. We hope that it magically finds us. Let me share some of the key principles of the book without giving away the story. But first, let me share a rather famous quote that I have posted on my office walls, and I have had it since I was in my 20s. As a teenager, when I first saw it, it was attributed to Goethe, the German philosopher. But who knows? Since then, it has most commonly been attributed to Scottish mountaineer and writer William Hutchison Murray. And it speaks to the nature of good luck, capital G, capital L, being impacted by human decision, preparation, effort, and determination. And here's how it goes. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Well, it's easily in my three all-time favorite quotes or phrases. Enjoying it and liking it are much easier than living by it. The difficulty is in those first four words, until one is committed. I mean, you wouldn't think commitment would be so tough, but it often is. The book covers 10 rules that are worthy of your deeper consideration. So let me give these to you. Rule 1, luck doesn't last long because it doesn't depend on you. Good luck is created by each of us. That's why it lasts. The authors make a distinction between luck with a lowercase L, good luck with an uppercase G and L. Now, random or lowercase luck, that may be more like serendipity than anything else. I mean, it can happen, but it can be elusive. Mostly, you don't have any impact on it. And so perhaps serendipity isn't the best term for it, because I think we can influence that, although it's not fully in our control. Lowercase luck is likely, it's more like that phrase that we use when we say a blind pig can find one every now and again. I mean, it can happen, even if we're dumb as a sack of rocks. Good luck doesn't work that way. It's more lasting. It's more powerful because we absolutely can influence it. This is the first rule because so many people don't believe this rule. Those who struggle think that those who don't, they're lucky, while they often see themselves as unlucky. It's their reality, but they're deluded. Rule number two, many want good luck, but few are willing to fully pursue it. The pursuit requires strong intentions, effort, and determination. It also requires being more open-minded than most of us may be willing to be. It's easier to just conclude, well, we're not lucky. And then we embrace feeling like a victim. To take personal responsibility and understand that our pursuit can impact it, well, that can make us feel more vulnerable. Accountability is hard. Victim thinking, that's easy. Rule number three, if you have no good luck right now, it might be because you're under the usual conditions. To have good luck, you must create new conditions. The simple explanation of this rule is that what got you here won't get you there. Now, this is a major stumbling block. We tend to do what we've always done, but we're often dissatisfied with the same result. We want better, but we don't create new conditions. It's the epitome of being stuck. Rule number four, finding new conditions for good luck doesn't mean looking only for our benefit. Creating conditions, helping others, makes good luck more likely to appear. Givers get. It's that simple. But more importantly, giving to others, serving others, is the right thing to do. It needs to be character, though, not a tactic. Too many people, I suspect, they're willing to give because they've got high expectation to get. It's a tactic. Instead, you need to make up your mind that you're going to work harder to become a better human being, a person willing and able to serve others. Rule number five, if you postpone the creation of new conditions, good luck never arrives. Creating new conditions is sometimes hard work, but you have to do it today, right now. Procrastinators don't often find good luck. They're just too late to the party. Now, it may have something to do with the energy and the drive to get it done now, this sense of urgency that's required if you're going to find good luck. Procrastinators, they lack that sense of urgency for finding or creating good luck. Rule number six, sometimes even under the seemingly right conditions, good luck doesn't arrive. Look for the seemingly unnecessary but indispensable conditions in the small details because the details matter. Now, the key word here is seemingly. Conditions may seem right, but maybe they're off just a little bit. So take a closer look to make sure. Where things are off a little bit, improve them. That's where the difference is found. Rule number seven, to those who only believe in chance, creating conditions seems absurd. Those who create the conditions aren't worried about chance. People committed to good luck don't spend any time thinking about or worrying about chance. They're too busy. They're too devoted to good luck. Rule number eight, nobody can sell good luck. Good luck can't be sold. Don't trust anybody who's trying to sell luck, a lowercase l. Now, it's big business to sell luck. There is no business in selling good luck because it's impossible to buy it. It's impossible to sell it. You have got to find it for yourself. Other people can and will help you. Nobody finds it alone and nobody sells it. Rule number nine, after creating all the conditions, be patient. Don't quit. For good luck to arrive, have faith. Stay the course. Resilience, determination, and commitment. These are all major factors in your ability to find good luck. Losing faith, it's a culprit. It's a culprit that afflicts people. It ruins their opportunities to find good luck. So have faith, keep it, increase it. Rule number 10, creating good luck consists of preparing conditions for opportunity. But opportunity has nothing to do with luck, lowercase luck, or chance, because it's always there. Now, this is where that five-day series that I produced late last year on improving our way of thinking, that's where this enters into the picture. It's all about abundance, opportunity. Don't ever believe your lack of success is because there is a lack of opportunity. There isn't. Your life will never lack for opportunity. What is most often lacking is our own willingness to commit to it, to see it for what it is, and to pursue good luck with full belief. Good luck is waiting on you. It needs your hard work and your contributions. Good luck hinges on you, nothing else. Now, that may be your first chore, to embrace that belief, to really understand it's true and to understand how true it really is. Good luck can be found as soon as you're ready. Remember, it never comes to you by chance. Good luck doesn't work that way because it's not chance. It is not random luck. It's deeper. It's longer lasting. These authors, these two Spaniards who operate in the world of marketing and higher education, they wrote a short little postscript in the book, and it's worth noting. They write that the book took them 3 years to create, but it was written in 8 hours straight. And they correctly state that some people will read that postscript and they'll only remember the 8 hours. Others will remember the 3 years. Those who focus on the 8 hours are the people who believe the authors, they were lucky. Those who understand the 3 years, they believe that the writers created the conditions for good luck. What do you believe? Because that's what's going to matter. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Happy New Year, and I'll see you tomorrow.